From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The American general overseeing the fight against the so-called Islamic State says hundreds more U.S. military trainers will soon be deployed to train Iraqi security forces. Lieutenant General James Terry says it'll take Iraqi forces over 3 years to stabilize their country. More from NPR's Tom Bowman.
The U.S. spent billions of dollars training Iraqi forces during the past decade. Officials say Iraq still needs help on everything from logistics to planning. Here's General Terry.
Key is assisting the government of Iraq in improving their security forces, which, after 16 military combat operations, are regaining their confidence and proving more capable every day. While several places remain contested, Iraqi security forces have retaken many critical areas.
Those added American trainers will bring the number of American troops in Iraq to about 3,000. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
A congressional audit says the federal government is not fully prepared to handle a nuclear terrorist attack or large-scale natural catastrophe. The report by the Government Accountability Office says the government lacks effective coordination and in some cases is years away from ensuring adequate emergency shelter and medical treatment. The European Union has clamped down further on investment in Crimea. As Terry Schultz reports, EU leaders discussed the measures during a brief summit in Brussels, their last of the year.
The EU is reinforcing its non-recognition of Russia's March annexation of Crimea. The new round of sanctions is targeted at investment on the peninsula. EU citizens and companies are banned from financing Crimean businesses or supplying services. That will include the rich oil and gas sector Russia took over with the annexation. EU Council President Donald Tusk says he's aiming to craft a unified message among the 28 leaders at the summit, some of whom have called for dropping sanctions under Russian pressure.
We should send a strong signal on our readiness to further support Ukraine, also financially.
The measures take effect Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Australian police say there is no need for public concern about multiple homicides in Queensland, coming just days after a deadly hostage standoff in Sydney. 8 children were fatally stabbed at a home in Cairns. An adult there was wounded. Lisa Thede, who says she's the injured woman's cousin, says she heard about the incident while watching television.
My niece went through the phone, and she's seen it on the news. And my families are back home. They're sitting there waiting. She's seen it on the news.
The youngest of the victims was 18 months old. Hollywood's creative community is expressing outrage that Sony Pictures cowered in the face of terror threats. The studio canceled the release of a satire with a plot to kill North Korea's leader after hackers threatened to attack theaters that showed the film and the patrons who buy tickets. This is NPR News. A Homeland Security panel charged with reviewing operations at the Secret Service finds the agency insular and needing new leadership from the outside. The panel's report also calls for more training, additional uniformed and plainclothes agents. The review was prompted by the White House breach in September. Apple CEO Tim Cook has made what's being called a significant donation to human rights campaign on behalf of gays and lesbians in 3 southern states. As Kyle Gassett of Troy Public Radio reports, the gestures come just a couple of months after Cook's public statement on gay rights in his home state of Alabama.
Donation recipient Project One America has the stated goal of dramatically increasing acceptance of LGBT individuals in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama. During a ceremony held in Montgomery on October 27th, in which Cook was inducted into the Alabama Academy of Honor, the CEO characterized his home state as being slow on establishing equality for the LGBT community, as it had been for African-American rights and interracial marriage. A few days later, Cook publicly announced in Bloomberg Businessweek that he is gay. While the amount of the donation is undisclosed, Project One America has a budget of $8.5 million and is set to run for 3 years. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Montgomery, Alabama.
Olympic champion swimmer Michael Phelps is scheduled to go on trial in Baltimore today on a drunk driving and other charges. The 18-time gold medalist was arrested in September after police pulled him over for speeding and crossing the double yellow line. This is NPR News in Washington.